What's on your mind? The program that gives you a voice all across the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, beaming from KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, KCJB in Minot, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead. Welcome once again, folks. I'm Scott Hennon along with Steve Bakken. Welcome your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Talk Radio Town Hall Day today. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here amid a circus in Washington, D.C. over the Obamacare and the budget battle. We'll get a firsthand report on what the House Republicans are going to do. The Senate, of course, wrestling with this, and it's the battle of the day that we're following, so we look forward to that and many other issues with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He'll join us about 9:40 later this hour. Be here until about 10:20 today. And welcome your calls. By the way, one thing we're going to do is give you an opportunity to ask your question even before Kevin comes on. We have a hotline set up, and I was reminded of this because some folks have already called about some immigration issues. Very often when Congressman Cramer is on, we're not able to get everybody in. And so this would be a way to put yourself sort of in front of the line, and then we'll know beforehand how many calls we have in advance in addition to those who call live. But here's the hotline number if you'd like to leave a message for Kevin and ask your question of him. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. When you call that number, just press 1 right away. You'll be able to leave a message. Congressman Cramer, here's my question. Just ask your question, and that way we'll get you all in a little later on in the program today. I wish it was Friday today, Steve. I mean, everybody wishes it's Friday, right?
Friday.
Why?
Yeah, Friday.
Because I could ask the audience whether I'm normal or not. This morning, on the way taking our daughter to school, I saw somebody flick a lit cigarette, out onto the pavement, and it reminded me of one of my all-time major pet peeves. I don't know why this consumes me, but I've never done this, but I've often thought it'd be a great opportunity to just keep a little tablet in the car and jot down the license plate and make and model of the vehicle to publicly humiliate people who choose to have the streets of our fine communities be their ashtray. What? Who does this, for crying out loud? So I've been consumed with it ever since the early morning hours today. I apologize.
You are so normal on this one.
That's I'm normal.
One of my biggest pet peeve. You are normal on this one.
That
is a huge pet peeve. If I was a cop, I would be issuing tickets for littering. It's a littering ticket, which last time I checked, littering tickets were about $850. I'd be writing those suckers up all the time. I hate it when somebody throws stuff out a window.
We should explain why you sound like you're calling from the moon. You're not on the moon. You're actually in Dickinson today and on the phone.
Yes, I am. We're out here. The annual meeting in North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. We're here and like to thank Missouri Valley Petroleum, the location of Bismarck, Mandan, Rungby, and Bellfield for helping sponsors out here today. MVP is North Dakota's premier fuel and propane distributor, along with NBI Energy Services, which is located in Bellfield, the industry leader in oil field services. And it's big to do when you start talking what's going on in Western North Dakota. They deal with so much stuff from an infrastructure standpoint. This is the heart of the oil country, whether it's the oil or the gas. These are the counties that produce for the entire state. We look at the bounty that we have in the state for the energy sector. This is where it starts. We've got the coal in other counties, but with the oil and gas, these are the counties that matter. If it matters for North Dakota, of course, we're always going to be there, aren't we, Scott?
All right. So anyway, that's why Steve is where he's at today, and we'll be chiming in from that event as well today. Okay, so I'll try and get beyond my pet peeve and save it for Friday. But here's what I'd love to know from a law enforcement official. When you see this, do you have bigger fish to fry or do you jump on it? I hope they jump on it because for the life of me, I can't understand why people will do that. But consider that a preview for a Normal or Nuts Friday as the pet peeve that Steve and I both share. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a story that I would hope at some point we no longer have to talk about that remains in the news. Leith, North Dakota. We're all aware of the protest over the weekend and the visit of the commander. I hate to even use that stupid name, a commander, that he's given himself for this leader or this fellow down there. Yesterday we talked a little bit about city officials now say the man's home is not inhabitable, and so they're looking at another way of possibly showing him the door. But here's the latest. I don't know if you heard about this, but a group of Dakota Lakota tribal members evidently attending the counter protest stole a Nazi flag and then burned it. And they put up a posting about it and said the Lakota and Dakota grandmothers captured the Nazi flag and burned it. And they were boasting about this as part of this protest. Now, this has gone viral on a number of different websites, this photo, and a number of people are outraged, saying, hey, find these women and make sure that they are charged with stealing this Nazi flag. Now, some are defending them. Some are applauding them. But some are suggesting that there ought to be something done about this. So we posted a question on our Facebook page saying, hey, what do you think? Should these women be, dealt with appropriately by the law for stealing and burning the flag? Face consequences for what they did? Or should they be applauded because of who they did it to? What do you think, Steve?
You know, I'm not going to defend them for the theft. I'm not. But I will say this. To me, it boils down to lack of respect. And I'm not saying that because of any respect I feel that those people should have with the white supremacists. I disagree to the core on a lot of the principles, most of the principles they stand for. But they've wrapped themselves around that flag. That's their symbol. And I know how upset I get when I see somebody burning the American flag. How do you make a difference? If somebody is professing to stand behind a flag that they hold as a symbol, don't you have to give them a little bit of respect for that? Or at least respect that symbol of theirs? I know how I feel when the American flag gets burned. I'm not going to go to Canada and burn a Canadian flag just because I'm not Canadian.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be jumping up and down and saying, look, we stole a flag and we burned it. Aren't we great? I mean, because that could have been, that could have been a tribal flag. It was near and dear to them. It's a tough one because I think all of us are understandably repulsed by this this Cobb fellow down in Leith, North Dakota, and the folks that came in. But does this cross the line? We ask you. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 to weigh in on this today on the program. And let's start there. Vaughn in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, what is on your mind today? Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoy listening to your show. Say, I was just going to tell you I'm a state patrol officer in Minnesota. And at one time I was assigned to the East and West Metropolitan districts in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and I was driving down the freeway one time, and an inconsiderate motorist flicked their butt out the window, but when it came out, it swung back around and then just ricocheted off the windshield of my car. Sparks from the coal of the cigarette went above the windshield of the car, and I did stop the person, and I did cite them.
Did you see this a lot when you're on? I mean, obviously you work for a living behind the wheel. I see it a lot.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're a little more cautious when they're flicking them out when they see us in the rearview mirror. But I stop them, and I talk to them about it. Sometimes I cite them, sometimes I don't. I suppose it kind of depends on what kind of a mood that I'm in. But I talk to them about it. Some people are just very inconsiderate, and yes, they use the city streets as their ashtray. It's an annoying to me as well. But
glad you're on the job, Vaughn. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Terry in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering about this deal in Leith. if the people got together and probably helped this guy put in a sewer system and stuff to get his house so it was decent, like they would if he was a black man or a Muslim, maybe that would go a lot further than what they're doing.
What do you mean? Give me a little more detail here.
Maybe they should try and help the guy out and accept him for who he is and stuff instead of everybody going up in arms and saying, we got to get rid of this guy. Maybe he would listen to their side of the story and they could get together. But all of a sudden, everybody thinks it's the thing to do today to hate this guy. If it was a black family or Ethiopian family or Muslim family, everybody'd be out there doing their best to welcome to the community and try and help him out. And I don't see that happening.
So Terry says, love your neighbor, and maybe you'd change his views. What do you think? More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Through North Dakota's roots, MBI Energy Services has held family values and quality customer service as the essential combination for their success as the leading oil field service company in North Dakota. Since 1979, MBI has been supporting local businesses, community events, and the people that fill our communities. MBI Energy Services provides quality, safe, and reliable oil field solutions to customers throughout North Dakota. For more information, check out MBIEnergyServices.com.
Missouri Valley Petroleum, MVP, is a complete petroleum products distributor with locations in Bismarck, Mandan, Rugby, and Belfield. MVP offers complete oil field fueling services such as delivery to drilling rigs, on-site frac fueling, supplying bulk diesel or propane fueling on-site. From small construction sites to large commercial and industrial projects, MVP can meet your temporary heating needs. Missouri Valley Petroleum provides residential and commercial propane services along with gasoline, diesel fuel, and industrial lubricants. MVP is North Dakota's premier fuel and propane distributor.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is the number for you to weigh in on the news of the day and let us know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Don't forget whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lots of folks weighing in on these topics there as well. And Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us later this hour. Be here for a good chunk of next hour to answer your questions in our talk radio town hall. If you can't wait, and want to make sure you get a question in. We just had another come in on ethanol, another on immigration earlier. There is a toll-free telephone number that you can leave a message so we get your question in. 855-200-1776. Press 1, and that'll make sure you get in queue to ask your questions of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Our question on the Lakota-Dakota women from the tribal members from Leith who were down there protesting the white supremacists took a flag, Nazi flag, burned it, posted it, bragged about it, prompting some, as this has gone viral, to suggest there ought to be consequences for what they did. Others saying, no, applaud them for what they did. Tom on our Facebook page says misdemeanor charges should be brought. We should disagree within the law. Jason says charges. Chad says charges. Another said, hey, speaking of races, give me a huge break. These flags were stuck in the ground on public land without the consent of the city. It's the same as if someone left garbage lying around, that someone picked up that piece of trash and burned it is doing us all a favor. Who's right? Who's wrong? You tell us. Who's next, Steve?
Well, the pictures I saw, they were on some of the private property that they had. It's where the flags were set up, so I don't know if it was on public streets. I don't think it was on public property. Let's go to Dan in Streeter, or Dan in, Dan in Streeter. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Good.
Hey, I was talking about the cigarette butts. I was a cop in California for almost 20 years, and I wrote a ton of those tickets. Talked about a pet peeve, you know, fire danger, a bunch of other stuff. And in California, it's called the Paul Buzo Act. It was some kid, 11, 12 years old, saw somebody flick the cigarette out, talked to his dad, said there should be a law against it. There wasn't. He wrote his state legislatures and actually got the law passed. So that's how it got to be called the Paul Buzo Act.
I love
and
it.
The other nice thing was that it was great for cops. Because you get a lot of the gangbangers, because said if you threw any lit or unlit cigarette, cigar, match into or adjacent to a roadway, so you get all your dope dealers out there smoking a cigarette, flick it down, gives you probable cause to stop.
What was the littering fine? What was the fine for throwing a cigarette butt?
The littering fine was like $1,000 or something, but it was the standards were a whole lot different than what you had to prove. So, and I think on those is a misdemeanor, so you'd have to write a report. So it's easier to write a ticket than a report.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know why you do this. I mean, if somebody's brave enough to tell us, hey, because enough people out there that do it, what motivates you to think, big deal? Flick it. I don't know how you just don't, you know. I mean, you smoke, put it in your ashtray, and dump it when you get home. Why? And the lit ones, just unbelievable. Anyway, it's a pet peeve that's obviously struck a chord today, too, with others. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you sharing. Another Dan in Dickinson. You're next on What's On Your Mind, Dan.
This is Ed.
Oh, Ed. I'm sorry. It's a Dan here. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. Yeah. Caltrans, California, picks up tons every day of cigarette butts at intersections. Beer drinkers and cigarette smokers think it's their ashtray, and wherever they want to dump it, they can. Okay. Number two, the Nazi flag is protected just like the U.S. flag is protected from... or in the free speech. It isn't. The U.S. Congress says burning the U.S. flag is a part of your free speech. Same thing goes with the Nazi flag, except the Nazi flag is an ideal because it does not represent a country as it is right now. So, yeah, free speech, you can burn the flag. Not a problem. And I'll help pay for this.
Now, what about Ed, one just quick thing to interject here. Most of the folks object to the fact they took the flag and are bragging about it. I don't think it's so much burning the flag, because that's obviously free speech, but more, you know, that they stole somebody's property.
If it was on public property, it's trash.
All right. And by the way, I think you're right. If that was just put on public property, and that's what she's saying, so wasn't there, that'd be an interesting, you know, that does add an angle to this without question.
Public property, take it, throw it away, burn it, do whatever you want with it. If it's on private property, though, that's a different subject.
Anything
Doug
else,
Ed? Mandan,
all right, we're going to Doug. Go ahead. Thanks,
Doug,
Ed.
Doug
appreciate
Mandan,
the call.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on that thing down in Leith, white supremacy. Now, I heard that Cobb had signed his properties over to the white supremacy group. So they probably have the money to... go in there and fix the place up and make it inhabitable. Now, I don't know how much truth there is to it, but it's something to think about.
What did you make?
The hard part is getting a contractor. Look what's going on in Western North Dakota or across North Dakota, period. You'd be good luck getting a contract. 30 days. Try finding a plumber in 30 days. So they're going to have to bring somebody in from out of state if that's the case.
Well, we've already had a couple of guys in there from Wisconsin that was fixing up one of the places already. They were living in tents, actually.
What did you make of the caller earlier that suggested that maybe some neighbors ought to help him out and maybe that would bring this guy around and cure him of his extreme views?
Well, yes, I agree with him. If it was anybody else, we'd be bending over backwards to help him out and everything. The only thing that holds everything back is the idea that people get in their mind that they don't want this person here because of what he believes. So they're not going to help him. But I don't believe what the Muslims believe, and I don't help them either.
Doug, appreciate your call. Let's go to Center, North Dakota. Here's Bob. Hey, on what's on your mind? Hello, Bob.
Yes, I'm calling to clarify what Lot Spike was on KFYR yesterday. He isn't saying the... He says the youth children have to have licenses to go hunting, and on their website, he should be reading up on their website, because their website absolutely says nobody under the age of 16 has to have any kind of licensing unless you're deer licensing to have a general habitat. So I just wanted to bring that to KFYR listeners' attention.
And tell us again, Bob, who was the person you're
Well,
you're
he was a former game warden, and he's, a so-called biologist or whatever. But he's on KFYR every Wednesday afternoons, and he was telling people that youth have to have a license to go hunting, and they actually don't. So if he goes on their website and reads on their website, AIM North Dakota Game and Fish Department Licensing Division, he would know that you don't have. They'll reject you if you go in to try and get a license for a youth. Reject it. So I just wanted to clarify that. So. It was brought to the attention of the people that are out there listening.
Sounds good. I will bring that up with Pat and check out the website myself.
And you know what else? The Game and Fish folks are regulars of ours here on the program. Just what was it? About a week ago, we were talking about the waterfowl season opening up, and we'll add that to our list of topics next time we have the folks from Game and Fish on. Appreciate the call very much. Take a break. Get back to more of your calls. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. 10 minutes away, we'll crank up another talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. If you want to get in line and add your question to the mix ahead of time, you can call right now. Leave a message, 855-200-1776. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com, we keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy VideoDashCam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with VideoDashCam.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. Scott Hinton with Steve Bakken taking your calls at 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us in just a little bit. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall Day today, Thursday this week because of the congressional calendar. Welcome your calls in advance for Congressman Cramer. If you want to get your question in, 855-200-1776, press 1, or you can just join us live when he hits the airwaves a little later on to talk about... Well, I think we're waiting for some sort of an answer on how the House is going to respond to what's going on in the Senate on this Obamacare and the government shutdown battle. So looking forward to the latest on that. That's the big story there. So anyway, all coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Steve's in Dickinson today. That's why he sounds like, you can tell he's not in studio, right? So, some more folks weighing in on Leith. We seem to be kind of, the pendulum's going the other way now. Ron says, hey, they should get a medal, these ladies, for burning that flag. Nancy says, good for them. I applaud them. I'd support a legal fund if anyone is ridiculous enough to charge them with anything. Chad says, oh, so unpopular groups are open game now? Tom says, you need to be careful about looking the other way when you agree. Again, precedent. I once debated a very religious coworker standing up for a very large American flag in a residential neighborhood. Noise complaint. I asked her if she'd take the same position if it were a rainbow flag. Our positions need to be consistent, folks. So, anyway, lots of views on that, and yours welcome at 800-228-0550. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Brian in Jamestown. What's on your mind today, Brian?
Pretty good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I had two things I wanted to say. First off, pertaining to Leith, you know, a yellow jacket's not that bad until you start swatting at it. And I think all we're trying to do is...
All we're trying to do, we lost you there, fella. Let's get Brian to call back. All right. Is he gone? Yeah, we lost our connection to him. So anyway, sorry about that, Brian. Mid-sentence. We lost him. All right. Congressman Cramer is here already. So let's get to it. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, and your calls, questions, and comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If that's, before we go to Kevin, if that is Brian and Jameson wants to finish, we can give him another shot there, because I don't think he had a question for Congressman Cramer, but rather wanted to weigh in on the situation at Leith. Is it Aaron? Okay, it's not Brian. All right, never mind. Hey, Brian, we'll get to you. We'll after we finish up with Congressman Cramer, about 20 past the next hour, we'll be back to more open phone topics for you to weigh in on. Congressman Kevin Cramer just joined us from that city surrounded by reality known as Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness. The reality seems to be getting further up, you know, less close all the time. If you say surrounded, it's a distance off, I can tell you that.
There was a lot of palace intrigue over this meeting of the GOP, you know, you and your fellow members on the House side. What, bring us inside. What was the discussion like today?
Well, it was really largely focused on the debt ceiling bill that they're drafting up and probably be, if it's not already introduced, will be introduced later this morning. So while there's, you know, occasionally there's temptation to talk about the continuing resolution and the continuation of government passed next Monday, you know, there's pretty wide acknowledgement that's sort of out of our control right now. The House has already voted to continue funding the government through December 15th, and it's in the hands of the Senate. And until they send us something back, we're not spending a lot of time speculating on what that might be.
So it's wait and see right now on what the Senate does.
It is on the continuing resolution, but of course, no, we don't want to sit around and do nothing. So we've been taking up the issues of the debt ceiling, which, as I think you probably know, Secretary Liu has said we will now hit the debt ceiling by October 17th or no later than October 17th. And so we just think it's prudent to deal with it right now, rather than, you know, wait a couple more weeks.
So, just because this happened since we last talked to you, ultimately the plan you settled on the House side that was sent over to the Senate does what? On Obamacare.
On Obamacare, it defunds it completely. So it continues the government operation, the budget for the government at current budget rates, until December 15th. And then completely defunds Obamacare. And that means not just the implementation of Obamacare, but defunds it completely. And then it also, the one other thing that's on that continuing resolution, Scott and Steve, is that it is what's called the Full Faith and Credit Act, which was a bill that passed the House earlier this year, which states basically if we hit a debt ceiling for some reason and we're unable to negotiate a deal, then it authorizes the Secretary of the Treasury to pay the debt so that we do keep our full faith and credit. In other words, we roll over debt, we pay interest, so you never, you know, we don't lose ground there. And also authorizes Social Security Administration to pay Social Security recipients their benefits by borrowing, of course, from the trust fund. So those three things are in the CR, and now we just wait for the Senate to act.
Yeah, what about Cruz? What was your take on his little filibuster? What was the word in the House?
I thought it was kind of wonderful.
I wasn't a fan of it.
What's that?
I really wasn't a fan of it, Congressman.
You weren't a fan of it? I tell you, I thought it came out better than I actually anticipated it might. And the reason I say that is that here's the thing that we've been saying all along, and this is something I've always said, and this is why I love doing, you know, the radio town hall and appearing on other people's shows and TV shows, and why I'm so make myself so available to the public, is because at least we're finally having a public discourse on it. Remember the Senate, since Barack Obama became president and they first voted for Obamacare, they've never been able to have another vote because Harry Reid has not allowed a vote on Obamacare. While the House has voted to repeal it, defund it, and scale it back 40 different times, the Senate has never had to go on record or even have a public discussion. So from that end, Steve, I think it was instructive. It demonstrated some real courage and guts on Ted Cruz's part. And I was not real crazy about him last week, as you might recall, because he was already sort of waving the white flag after the House went on and did what Ted Cruz told us to do. And so he took a pretty hard pounding from a lot of conservatives for talking big and not putting up. Well, you know, yesterday I think he demonstrated his resolve and he put up. So we had the discussion. He had his, you know, 21 hours. He demonstrated some real resolve. I don't, you know, some people might say, well, we wasted a lot of time. And that's certainly what Harry Reid's saying. Well, I don't think talking about things in the public arena is a waste of time. So, you know, what was it, you know, was it everything? No, but it was, I thought it demonstrated some guts.
All right, so we invited folks to call in advance so we could get everybody in. We want to defer to some of those folks that do have questions. And first one is ready to go for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your call's welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's roll the first one here.
Good morning, Scott, Steve. I'd like to ask the congressman when they're going to stop this invasion of our country. They announced that another 500,000 illegals have entered the United States in the last 3 years. I'd like to know when they're going to start enforcing the laws and holding these employers, not the illegals. You can't blame these guys for coming over and trying to find work. But when is our country going to start enforcing the laws on these employers and quit cherry-picking which laws they're going to enforce? Thanks, Scott. Bye.
All right, great question. And it's funny because this is one of the issues that came up at conference this morning. There's not in detail, of course, but talking about the rest of the fall agenda, and immigration reform is certainly one of the priorities for taking up yet this fall if we can get to it. And one of the things in the House bill, at least the early drafts that I have seen, and we've been thoroughly briefed on and had a lot of discussion on, is in fact in the SAFE Act, where we put real teeth into enforcement of the laws, not just the border laws, but in fact, there are about three things I'd like to go through on that. One is that we put a third party in charge of measuring whether or not we are meeting benchmarks. So before any other immigration policies can kick in, we're not going to leave it up to Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan or every president in between to enforce the laws or choose not to enforce the laws, but rather nothing else happens unless it's verified by the government accounting office or some independent auditor. The second thing is that we allow states to pass their own laws that are consistent with federal laws, and then their law enforcement also are allowed to enforce their laws. And then the federal government supports them, as opposed to the way it is now, where the federal government sues a sovereign state if they don't like that they're enforcing the federal laws. The third thing gets right to this caller's point is that we do put strict enforcement and punishment in, not just for the immigrant if they're here undocumented, but for the employer who knowingly employs them and protects them. So we the House is going to have a very strong bill, and it'll be interesting to see what would happen when we start reconciling two very different approaches between the House and the Senate.
Get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in to Congressman Kevin Cramer. Greg in Bismarck, what's your question for the Congressman?
Hi, Congressman. I was wondering, I have to imagine that Senator Heitkamp's office is being bombarded with phone calls regarding Obamacare.
Sure.
And I have a feeling that North Dakota doesn't want this law, but it's pretty clear that she's going to vote to not defund it, to have it as law. How does that work? I mean, if you were getting bombarded in your office, do you just think that, you know better and that you think you can make the changes necessary, or how does that work?
I'm just curious. Greg, you raise a very good question about sort of the structure of a representative republic. And one of the things I would say is the House of Representatives is a little different than the Senate in the sense that, remember, the founders had this all figured out when they created the House of Representatives. They wanted a body that represented the same population, every member, 435 of us, roughly 700,000 people we represent, and that we would be on the ballot every 2 years, which forces more connectivity with the public. And so, maybe that we're a little more responsive to the people. The Senate, given these six-year terms and the statewide, and while that's the same in North Dakota for the House, it's not most places, they're allowed to be a little more, just a little different. Let's put it that way. When I get a whole bunch of calls, there's a couple of things you have to analyze. One is there a campaign going on? In other words, is there somebody, some particular organization or political party doing a campaign? I think you have to consider that. That's not to say that the constituents' position is any less relevant, but by and large, when there's a very strong, impulsive campaign, calling effort by individuals taking the time to call, boy, you got to listen to them. Which is exactly why, Greg, I come on this show for an hour every week. Sometimes it's on Thursday, usually Wednesday. It's also why I do Coffee with Cramer. It's why I get around more than probably most of the people that are elected in North Dakota, and stay connected. It's for that very, very reason.
So thanks for the call, Greg. Back with more of your calls with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Talk Radio Town Hall Day-to-Day after this.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us from Washington, D.C. with your questions or comments on any and all topics. 800-228-0550. Here's another one that came in earlier for the congressman. Let's get that in on ethanol. Roll it.
Congressman Cramer, why is it that I cannot buy regular unleaded gas without federally subsidized ethanol in it? Thank you.
Well, my answer to that is that you have to talk to your local providers on that. I would say I find the same thing disturbing, because one of the things about, the renewable fuels and the RFS, renewable fuel standard, which, by the way, the ethanol is not subsidized, but there is the RFS standard, the mandate that certainly creates the market for it. And I've been disturbed as well that while we've sold the idea of renewable fuels, because we sold on the idea of choice, blender pumps, opportunity to use it, E10, E15, and so on, that while that's been growing, the opportunity to buy gasoline without ethanol has been diminishing. And so that's really an issue we need to take up. It's more of a local issue, obviously, and a state issue, perhaps. And as much as anything, it's a market issue to be taken up with the jobbers and the refiners and certainly the retail outlets.
And
I share their same concern and frustration.
Just a quick follow-up on that. Steve and I broadcast this week from PetroServe USA in Bismarck. They were announcing the addition of E15 as a choice. We asked that question, as we have previously, of why in some places, a ethanol-free choice is no longer available. It has been put on the refinery as not offering it. I'm guessing the refinery would say, "Well, we got to watch our refuelable fuel standard to make sure we have enough." So they blame they blame Congress.
And there's a problem with the RFS that and the EPA is allowed now the E15, and there's a tremendous argument going on, but there's also some compromises starting to emerge just as a matter of practicality and market choice, because what's happened, of course, is that the standards that were met in terms of the number of gallons to be produced every year to reach the renewable fuel standard aren't able to be reached, not because of anything other than the fact that the demand is way down, not just for ethanol blended fuel, but for fuel in general, because we have a very down economy in our country. I don't know if anybody's noticed, and not in North Dakota, obviously, but also because the all the demand forces that don't quite meet up with manipulated supply, I guess, have created a real problem. So you hit what's called the blend wall, and that's what they call it. And there needs to be some discussion about what's an appropriate, what's an appropriate move going forward, so that we don't force refiners to create something that there's not enough of a market for, and not allow people the choice that I think they're entitled to, certainly.
Get back to the phones. Steve in Fargo, you have a question for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Steve. I'm well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, just a comment or a suggestion. I've heard it kicked around in different formats, but this whole, do you defund Obamacare, do you not? And,
sure.
There's two sides to that, and, I kind of see it both ways. Unfortunately, I think the media is going to clobber the Republicans if they shut down the government. It's probably the right thing to do, but politically, will you win or lose? Who knows? But my suggestion would be this, and I think it's already been floated, is that, okay, if they want Obamacare, and it was voted and it's law, that's fine. Put an amendment on the continuing resolution that states all people are created equal amendment to Obamacare. In other words, if you get it, you get it all. So there are no waivers for Congress. There are no waivers for unions. There are no waivers for McDonald's. There are no waivers for the business portion of it.
Right.
So if they implement it October 1st, they implement the whole doggone thing or nothing, and then finally state that any waivers or exceptions or delays in implementations will be applied equally to all aspects of the legislation. So they either gulp it down or they get nothing, and then you put the burden back on them. Is that viable or is that...
Steve, I love how you think. In fact, what I really like, and I don't know if you coined this yourself or if you're somewhere else, but I love the All People Created Equal Act. That's one of the big things. I swear there must be a room full of people somewhere that come up with names for these ideas, but this is one of the best ones. And actually, I think there's a... Steve, and I'm trying not to speculate too much, and let's remember, the president has stated he will not negotiate on any of this, not on the CR and not on the debt ceiling, which, of course, is the problem number one, no leadership. Leaders don't say, I won't negotiate. Leaders lead the negotiation, and that's what he ought to be doing. But that aside, I think, if we're going to speculate a little bit, this is probably the most doable lift in this whole process. And I think even Rand Paul was suggesting that this morning. I think even, to some degree, even Ted Cruz and some of the others have suggested, we may not win this specific fight of defunding, but how can anybody argue with all people being treated equal? No exemptions, no waivers. And just so people are clear, and so, Steve, I love it. And, in fact, I'm going to go give somebody the name if they haven't already thought of it, because no doubt somebody will come up with a name not as good as the All People Created Equal Act. Sure.
Ultimately, it could end up in the same thing. The government would shut down because the evil house won't pass the continuing resolution, but you're not passing it because you're unfunding Obamacare. Now you're not passing it because you want it to be applied equally. Totally
right.
Different argument.
Yeah.
Steve, appreciate the call. Congressman Kramer, hold that thought. We'll let you continue. And by the way, still need some clarification on how it is that the members of Congress or staffs are exempted, not a vote that didn't happen, but rather by edict again by the president. But we'll talk about that and get back to more calls after the break.
Steve Buchan and Scott Henin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.